On March 1st, that's next week, drugs which can cure potentially hepatitis C become available on government subsidy on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. It's been a long time coming. Some of these drugs have been highly controversial, not because they don't, because of whether they work, but the price, one sofosbuvir, costing, you know, tens of thousands of dollars when it doesn't cost that much to make. But nonetheless, it's on the road, and the intent of people like Hepatitis Australia and the government is to abolish Hepatitis C from Australia. In our Canberra studio is Helen Tyrrell, who's CEO of Hepatitis Australia. Welcome to the Health Report, Helen.
Good evening.
So what is this plan that you've got?
Well, the federal government, as you say, from the 1st of March is investing a record $1 billion over 5 years to make the new breakthrough hepatitis C medicines broadly available. And this is a very exciting time. There have been few occasions in history where there is an opportunity to eliminate any disease. And by making these new hepatitis C medicines broadly available, it's setting Australia on a path to eliminate hepatitis C as a public health concern within a generation.
I mean, it's a big, bold step. I mean, originally when these drugs were going to come on the market, people said, well, you had to have liver damage. I mean, I should explain here that hepatitis C, one of the reasons why you would treat people is that it can cause liver damage, liver failure and liver cancer, which can be reversed by these drugs. But it was said that you had to have liver fibrosis before you could get on the drugs. But that's not true now. I mean, it's anybody who's positive for hepatitis C.
Yes, we've certainly had a lot of concerns about the delays that there have been in getting these groundbreaking new hepatitis C medicines to the people that need them. But on the other hand, we do recognise that the government really listened to us when we made our request to make them available to all people with hepatitis C. We can't have an elimination goal unless the drugs are available to all people. And to do that, obviously, the price comes into it, and the price needed to be much lower than the initial asking price of the pharmaceutical companies. And to some extent, you know, that negotiation period was the issue for us. But at the end of the day, we are ecstatic that we have broad access to these medicines in Australia. It does set us apart from many other countries in the world where the medicines are only being made available for the sickest of the sick. Anyone who has hepatitis C in Australia from the 1st of March will be eligible for these medicines, provided they're over 18 years of age. So we've done extremely well in Australia, and we certainly congratulate the Turnbull government and Minister Lay in particular for having that foresight and leadership.
So you suspect there are about 230,000 people in Australia with hepatitis C. How many of them know it?
Yeah, we think about 75% are already diagnosed. The infection itself can go undetected for long periods of time, often because it produces no symptoms initially. And it's only really when quite significant scarring of the liver starts to occur that people notice symptoms. And, you know, some of the early symptoms are hard to distinguish from other conditions. For example, fatigue is quite often the most common early sign, but many people just put that down to getting older or having a busy lifestyle.
So, I mean, how are you going to actually achieve, you're not going to get eliminated unless you achieve everybody. How do you see this happening? Is it going to go in phases? People who know they've got hepatitis C come forward first? How's it going to work?
Well, the key goal at the moment is to really ramp up the number of people being treated each year. We know at the moment there are thousands of people sitting waiting for next Tuesday when these medicines become available. And we do anticipate that there will be an overload really in treatment centres in the initial few months. But we also have a concern that there are many people in Australia with hepatitis C who really don't know that these medicines are available yet. They were probably diagnosed decades ago, years ago, when treatments really weren't that acceptable. They had horrendous side effects. The cure rates weren't as good as they are today. So we've got a twofold task, I think. Firstly, we need to educate the people living with hepatitis C about these new medicines. And secondly, we need to develop new models of care so that we move the treatment out of hospitals and into the community.
So can general practitioners prescribe these drugs?
Yes, from the 1st of March, GPs will be able to prescribe the hepatitis C treatment, and they'll be supported in doing that by the establishment of networks between GPs and specialists. And there's a requirement for a brief consultation between the GP and the specialist prior to commencing treatment. And that's just to ensure that everyone gets the most appropriate treatment regimen. There are differences in the treatments depending on certain characteristics, such as whether you have cirrhosis or not, what genotype you have, and whether you've been treated before. So it's really important that GPs can gear up to take on the routine treatment of people with non-cirrhotic hepatitis C.
So are they tooled up for it? They've been trained?
With anything new that is brought in, there will be teething problems. But certainly over the last wee while, there has been work going on amongst the experts to develop treatment consensus guidelines, and they'll be launched next week. They'll form the basis of the information that GPs will need in order to take on this work. There's various networks currently being established between GPs and specialists throughout the country, and systems being put in place to make sure that the consultation mechanism works really smoothly.
Well, good luck with it, Helen. We'll have a link to whatever needs to be linked to on the Health Report's website, and we'll monitor that with interest. Helen Tyrrell, who's CEO of Hepatitis Australia, and all that happens on the 1st of March. I'm Norman Swan. You've been listening to the Health Report. Hope to see you next time.